Martin County Sheriff speculates how alleged assassin knew Trump's schedule. Is this a conspiracy? Not an easy case to unravel. By Hannah Knudsen on September 16, 2024. The second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump will not be an easy case to unravel. Martin County Sheriff William D. Snyder said during an appearance on Newsmax, openly wondering how the suspect knew Trump's schedule. Snyder was on the scene Sunday when the suspect, Brian Wesley Routh, was taken into custody. He had the demeanor of somebody coming home after a Sunday picnic, he said of Routh, describing the arrest. His facial effect was he was unperturbed. Did not seem particularly rattled. The interstate was shut down, helicopters overhead, and you can picture it, guns, everything out. He was fine, and did not say a word, Snyder said, explaining that the would-be shooter absolutely went with the flow. That aside, he said uncovering the motive will be key. From a law enforcement standpoint, from an investigative standpoint, his motive will be key. They want to know what was going through his head. Is this a conspiracy? Was this a lone wolf? Is he a front man from an organization? They have their hands full. This will not be an easy case to unravel, he said. The host noted that Trump's golf game Sunday was added to his schedule at the last minute. That being said, he asked how the suspect knew Trump would be there. That's a $64 question, Snyder said, describing it as very perplexing. Because my understanding is that he drove a long way. He's not from here, he said, explaining that it is not as though he lived nearby and was patrolling the area to see Trump's whereabouts, monitoring in case he showed up unannounced. I would ask that question. That would be the first thing I'd want to know, if I was the federal government. What the heck was going on that put this guy on Trump at the golf course without any advance notice to the public that he would be out there? He said. Watch. Despite the as yet unanswered questions, Snyder expressed utmost confidence in West Palm Beach Sheriff Rick L. Bradshaw, stating, I'm sure he's been doing everything he could to keep former President Trump safe. That being said, when you have a situation where you have the highest profile target on the planet doing anything, yeah, that's the time to roll out a full court press and have every resource available, he said. And I would tell you this, knowing Rick Bradshaw, that's exactly what's going on right now, he added. As Breitbart News noted, Routh appears to have an obsession with Ukraine, and also donated to Democrats. He also reportedly has a Biden-Harris bumper sticker on his truck. The rhetoric, lies, as exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris during the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate, and all of the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's, then Kamala's, political opponent Maine, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust, Trump said, reacting to the second attempt on his life on Monday. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying, and it will only get worse. He warned.